Elliott?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Ready, sir.
Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, Mr. President.
I hate to call you, but our committee is meeting in the morning, and I thought we kind of tentatively figured out the parliamentarian the other day, but I wanted to be sure that that we checked it, and I want to see if you had any further reaction.
Well, I got a hold of Smith today, and I got a hold of. Madden and Bowling and the others have been alerted to be there to bring out another rule. Of course, that was one of those things where it's reported out and that was a rule that was pending before the Senate passed the bill. And when they voted, the clerk picks it up and he made a mistake. And because it didn't provide that that the Senate bill could be taken from the Speaker's desk. So everything is all right for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm talking about the convention parliamentarian.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Who is it? Who is it?
Well, we haven't decided. I talked to you up in the, when the House was out of session about, we had thought about males, and then we thought a little bit better of it because he was against the old folks.
Yeah.
We thought about Hale Boss, and you said, well, it'd be agreeable with you, but we just never did do anything about it because I told him I wanted to talk to you when you got back. Now they come in tonight and say they're going to meet tomorrow, and they'd like to announce him. And I just thought, if it's all right with you, we'd go ahead and announce him. If you had any other suggestion, we'd consider it.
No, I have no. It's all right. Of course, he voted against civil rights, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything perfect.
Yeah.
Either one of them will be all right, whichever one you decide upon. But I think the... Probably, have you talked with Bob's?
No.
Yeah. I think he'd be all right. Either one would be all right, but I think Bob's would be probably look as though you're passing him over if you didn't select him. You go to the House.
Okay, all right, much obliged.
I don't think that vote there, and seeing in the position of parliamentarian, why, that doesn't mean so much. Furthermore, I'm presiding, and with my knowledge of parliamentary law.
Yeah.
How are you, Mr. President?
Well, I'm tired, worn out. I just got back from this Madagascar thing. I got a desk full of stuff. I see that the Republicans had a policy committee meeting.
Yeah.
And said they wouldn't get a single Republican vote for poverty.
That's right. We don't expect any from there. That means that you've got a level on. You've got a level, and go to work hard. And among Democrats, we got to get 210 Democrats.
Well, that's going to be awful hard.
Yes. Of course, we have 190. Herb Bonner will be all right with the Senate amendment, he's told me today. But the question is, how many will be away?
Yep.
We probably get about 195 now. That's a matter of picking up about 15.
Yep.
That's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to mean a lot of work all around, and particularly from you.
Well, I'll get 8 if you'll get 7.
What?
I'll get 8 if you'll get 7.
Well, of course, I've already got about 25, you know.
I've been working myself. I've got 190. My gosh, I've been working on these Texans, trying to get a majority of them.
Yeah. Well,
still got 6 or 7, but not going long.
Yeah, that's right.
Got Fisher, Dowdy, and Casey, and Burleson, Rogers.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to get them to pair. I'm going to try to get them to do something.
Well, if they can't vote with us, then after exhausting every means, try to get them to pair.
That's what I'm going to do. Let's start on in the morning. You get you a list, and we'll compare notes every night.
Yep.
And I'll call everybody, and you call everybody, because this is one we can't afford to lose.
Well, we got to do everything within our power.
Okay, good night.
Now, is it going to be Bob's?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Mr. President. Bye.
Waiting.